Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Monday, March 25th. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the White House is, quote, perplexed by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to cancel his delegation's trip to Washington this week to discuss Israel's planned ground invasion in Rafah. Netanyahu had threatened to pull the delegation if the U.S. didn't veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Today, the prime minister followed through when the U.S. abstained from the vote, allowing the proposal to pass, though the vote isn't binding. Kirby addressed reporters in a briefing today.
This one didn't condemn Hamas, which is why we couldn't support it. But we didn't veto it because, in general, this one did fairly capture what has been our consistent policy, which is linking a hostage deal and the release of those men and women with a temporary ceasefire.
According to a U.S. official, Netanyahu didn't directly communicate with President Joe Biden to discuss the matter, and Biden has no plans to call Netanyahu about it. But hours after Netanyahu's decision was announced, Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant met with high-ranking U.S. officials today, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken. All four suspects in last week's attack on a popular concert venue in Moscow are in detention. They're charged with committing acts of terrorism after the massacre that killed at least 139 people and face life in prison. Russian President Vladimir Putin said today that the attack was carried out by, quote, radical Islamists after ISIS claimed responsibility, but also again suggested that Ukraine was to blame. Here's CNN's Matthew Chance.
But he said he doesn't just want to know who carried it out. He wants to know who ordered it. And so he's again sort of like implying that it was Kiev, it was the Ukrainian government that had something to do with orchestrating this attack, something, of course, the authorities in Kiev have categorically denied.
Truth Social owner Trump Media says its merger with a publicly traded shell company has closed and will start trading on the stock market tomorrow. Trump Media and Digital World Acquisition Corporation say the social media app will appear under the ticker symbol DJT. And investors appear to have high hopes over Truth Social's Wall Street debut. Shares of Digital World spiked 39%. At the current prices, Trump's stake in the company is valued at about $4 billion. But there are lockup restrictions that would likely prevent Trump from selling or even borrowing against the value of the stock for months. A new study finds that requests for abortion pills through sources outside the formal healthcare system surged after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. In the 6 months after the Dobbs decision, there were 26,000 more self-managed medication abortions than expected based on previous trends. That's according to new research published in the medical journal JAMA. Medication abortions are well proven to be safe and effective, though they happen without the in-person supervision of a doctor or a nurse, according to the research. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in a case that puts access to one of two abortion pills at risk, even in states where abortion is legal. Coming up, don't let road safety get eclipsed.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, welcome back. Around the time of the last total solar eclipse in 2017, there was a significant increase in fatal car crashes in the U.S. The new analysis in JAMA found a 31% increase in traffic risks around the time of an eclipse. That's about the same level during holidays like Thanksgiving, and is in driving range for more than 200 million people in the U.S., according to the study. Here's U.S. Federal Highway Administrator Shailen Bhatt in a video posted to X, formerly known as Twitter.
This rare event may be a once-in-a-lifetime for some, but could have widespread impacts on the traveling public. So please, plan ahead to arrive early and, if you can, stay put to avoid traffic congestion. Don't watch the eclipse while driving, and don't stop on the interstate or highway shoulder.
That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things. Available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.